have you been?
Season 6!
That's right. We want to have a quick disclaimer on this season. If you're used to our season 1 podcast.
Yeah, even season 5.
Yeah.
Fun summer movies. This is not happy, light.
No, we're doing scary movies. And so
spooky
with that
season
comes, we talk about murders and
witches.
Witches and other
adult-themed
things.
Adult-themed?
Not like that.
Wow.
Well, you'll have to listen and find out. All right, anyway, maybe don't listen with your kids this time.
Put the kids to bed.
All right, here we go.
All right, are we rolling? Is this...
We have been rolling.
Dang it, John. Why is he so...
Why is he so angry?
Always angry.
I don't understand the tension.
Lou, what's
this
your overall...
What's your overall take on Halloween?
Do you like the holiday? Do you not like the holiday?
I love Halloween.
Yeah.
But we don't celebrate Halloween in South Africa. So
she's
it's already kind of flexing on us a little bit about where she's new.
I know.
In America, this is what you do, but in South Africa.
You do nothing in South Africa.
But we enjoy that. You are speaking in an Afrikaans accent.
Look at you.
I did get to go this summer. So
I know.
Did you know that we went to South Africa?
Yeah, I did.
I was just following on Instagram.
Sunny
Bonani.
Sunny Bonani. Did you get to use that on anyone?
I did.
They didn't love it as much as I thought they were going to.
Oh, really?
They were fine with it.
Oh, wow.
We did have this, one of the guys we were with, his name was Malamulo, and we would be like, as they say in South Africa, Malamulo!
Malamulo!
And he was like, they don't say that.
Actually my name. As they say in America, Kevin!
So, Lou, have you dressed up for Halloween in the past?
I have. Okay. I dressed up as Lupita from Us.
I forgot about that. That's fantastic.
Yeah. That
this
good.
Year, I think I'm going to go as Kim Kardashian Met Gala.
Oh, ooh. Just all blackout.
I love black. That. That's yeah. really
I
good.
I feel like it's going to be pretty simple.
That's a good
okay,
call.
That's going to be great.
Well, welcome to the Movie Band Season 6, Episode 2.
That's right.
Yes.
And we're here. If you've been listening, at least, well, the last episode, you know this is it's our spooky season.
Yes. The last episode wasn't super spooky, but this,
it wasn't.
This time we are.
It wasn't.
We're
it
really...
also wasn't our best, you know, if we're giving Johnny some immediate feedback. It was an okay. It was okay.
It was fine.
We probably should have started with someone else.
But this one should be way better.
This one is, we're really going from a 0 to 100
That's
here.
Right. That's right.
Because we have a very special guest. We went worldwide with
Mrs. Worldwide.
Mrs. Worldwide herself.
Some people call her that.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people call you.
Everyone. You know what they say.
You know what they say.
Mrs. Worldwide. Worldwide.
My name is Ryan.
I'm Colleen.
And I'm Lou.
Should we try one more time?
We've done so much better at this.
We used to all host together all the time, and this is just like we're rusty.
And a one, and a one, and a one, two. Hey, welcome to the Movie Bin. I'm Ryan.
I'm Colleen.
And I'm Lou.
See,
Mrs. Worldwide.
Let it be.
Okay.
Okay.
It was good. Well, as you know, we've been watching. We are watching this season. Spooky movies.
Yeah.
Spooky, you know, some of them are spookier than others.
Yeah.
This one is not even necessarily like a spooky movie.
It's just it's a thriller.
It's a thriller.
Mm.
Lou, how do you like scary movies? Where are you at on the scary movie spectrum?
So, before 2020, the scariest movie I'd seen was Godzilla.
Okay.
Which one?
Like an
old
one?
The Matthew Broderick one?
Whichever one came out in 1998.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
That is a bad movie.
Yeah.
And by the way, not a scary movie.
So wait,
that
Lou,
is just a monster
movie. Hold on.
Lou, when you dressed as Lupita...
I have not watched
You hadn't seen the movie?
Oh, and I will never. I have been in the room where Bird Box has been watched, but I did not watch it.
Also not a scary movie.
Bird Box is
100% it's 1,000% scary.
There's a big difference between a thriller and a spooky movie.
All right, well...
Bird Box is very scary.
It's a thriller. It's just like an edge of your seat. Like, I would say, like, Quiet Place
is
a thriller.
Like edge of your seat.
It's
because
movie.
You're scared.
I'm not scared. I'm just tense. What? This is a good distinction to make. I don't know why
I just
you're
don't think we're...
Right
listen, I think we just have different opinions on this. We're just going to have
shocker.
To...
Shocker.
That's what people are here for, Ryan. To hear us argue.
That's a good point. Well, Lou, this week, we're watching... It's a great movie. It came out when I was in high school, I think, probably. When there was like a whole slew of this type of movie.
Yes.
A teen slasher flick is what I would call them.
Yeah.
We're watching the classic of the classics of those. Kind of, that was your scene?
Scream.
Yeah, we're a little rusty still. Scream. We're watching Scream. Wes Craven's, I don't know what year. We'll call it 1990 blanks.
I'll look it up right now.
Okay. It's Have you seen any of those types of like teen horror movies where the
horror?
No. That's what I've been saying, spooky movies, because I can't enunciate.
No,
very well.
And that would be a different kind of movie.
Horror I have movie. Never seen Scream.
Do you know anything about? Have you heard of Scream?
No, I don't think so. But
you've never heard of it.
I don't know which one this could be. Is this the one where there's a like a black mask with a white face on it?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Then yes. I've at least seen a poster of Scream.
Okay.
Well, perfect, because we're going to show you the poster here.
I'm going to pull up this movie poster. And
you haven't listened to our podcast in quite some time, so you probably don't remember how it works.
No.
she said, no, I don't. That is correct.
Remind me how it works.
We really got to be more selective with the guests.
I know. This is
we're like fans of the pod versus just, oh, yeah.
Right now we just picked our friends that we thought liked our podcast more than they do.
Mistake.
Wait, Paul hasn't... Oh.
Paul's also listened to an episode.
What about Johnny?
Johnny, I believe, maybe one, maybe none. Hard to say.
Johnny listened to any episodes. Wow. He lied to us.
Unacceptable, just like me.
All right, Lou, here's the cover. It's not going to help you look because it's basically what you just described. So it is a white mask in the midst of darkness. So
Tell her how
give her any
going.
Other... Well, Lou, what we need you to do is you need to tell us what you think this movie's about.
Yeah.
So maybe some plot points, like who is this man?
Mm-hmm.
What does he do?
Yeah.
Would you like to know some people? I can tell you people who are in the movie, if that helps.
Okay.
I'm sure this one.
They were listed at the top there. Do you know Drew Barrymore?
Love Drew Barrymore.
Great. Well, she's in this. Do you know Courtney Cox?
Oh, from Friends.
Yes.
Yeah, obsessed.
David Arquette, her ex-husband. That's right.
Yeah.
So she knows that. Who else is in this?
Nev Campbell?
I don't know Nev.
Okay. I don't know who these other people are.
You don't know who Skeet Ulrich is?
Nope. Do you?
Yeah.
You
do? It was like one of those teen heartthrobs back in the day.
Not for me.
That was more of a Jonathan Taylor Thomas kind of girl.
That's 1,000% correct.
All right. So now you know who's in it. Obviously, you can figure out the plot.
There's another movie poster if it helps you. This is more of just a large woman's face in white and then a bunch of characters
you
around.
You can't judge her like that.
I didn't mean like large woman.
Her face is humongous.
Yes, that's what I meant. Her face is humongous. She looks like a normal-sized woman.
I don't think you're... Okay. The way you say it, it makes...
You guys, well, just trust me. All right, so Lou.
It's a large woman's face.
It is a large face that is of a woman.
Yes.
I don't know how to make that.
That's a large-faced woman.
You really can't say
I don't know
that.
How to make that sound better.
I don't think you're supposed to say those things.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Lou, what do you think Scream is about?
I think Scream walked so The Quiet Place could run.
Wow. That is a bold take for never having seen the movie, but go on.
Have you seen
on.
Quiet Place?
No.
Okay. So you're making some just wild statements right now.
But I think this is a movie about what you're not allowed to do.
Okay.
Which is Scream.
Okay.
I see where we're going.
Yeah, yeah. I got you.
This guy is trying to murder all of those people.
Yeah.
Okay. And he sucks blood.
Oh. Okay. Is he a vampire?
He's a vampire.
I just decided he's a vampire.
Okay.
And he actually went to college with all of them.
Okay.
And
they've got a past.
Yeah.
And roommates.
They treated him. Yeah. They treated him really badly. And his quest is to murder all of them.
So okay. Quest like he's a knight.
Well, right. But he's not. He's a vampire that's a murderer. And
why does he wear the mask?
Because he doesn't want to be...
Has he been a vampire the whole time?
Yeah, I think he's been a vampire. I mean,
even in college, he was a vampire.
But they didn't know
that. Obviously.
The teeth would have given
I know what's
away.
Happening here. My prediction is so good, you guys think I've seen the movie.
It feels like you've watched it already. We've kind of moved to the second part of the podcast where we're just talking about the plot.
So I think that's what happens.
So it's a murdery collegiate vampire who's exacting revenge on his friends.
Oh, yeah. And Drew Barrymore's going to die first because the blondes always die first.
That's a good point.
Or maybe she won't because she's the main act. Is she a big actress at that point?
Yes, she is. Deal. Yeah.
Okay, then she's going to die last.
Okay.
David Arquette, because no one knows him.
Yeah.
He's going to die first.
Okay.
He was pretty big in the 1-800-COLLECT commercials at this time of his career. So
that's
he had a lot going for him.
Yeah. Mm. Lou, are you nervous about watching this movie?
Yes.
You get scared easily?
Are you going to watch it with Shay or a friend?
I'm going to watch it, more importantly, in the morning.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Ooh, a matinee horror movie sounds... horror movie.
Yeah.
Horror.
Yeah. I have to watch it at 8 a.m. Give myself the day to recover.
Yes.
Nice cup of coffee, a cozy blanket, and
then
scream.
Scare myself to death. Well, I have to do it because they can't. They have to keep
quiet. So you're going to scream for them.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm going to take that on.
No. But well, anything for you guys.
Guys, it is time to watch the prequel to A Quiet Place.
Yep.
Scream.
As they say.
As they say.
Scream.
But don't scream.
Don't scream.
That's the tagline. We'll be back after this. Movie Andre.
What?
No. Anyway, welcome back. We're back, and man, I love that movie.
An adrenaline rush.
Such an adrenaline rush.
Such an adrenaline rush. The vampire, the Collegiate Vampires, really.
Lou hit the nail on the head with that.
It was flawless. My favorite part was when his vampire teeth grew in, and then he decided he was going to murder his old roommates.
Yeah, that was. He took his tooth out. Yeah. Actually, and made it into like a dagger.
Yeah, it was the tip of the dagger. Mm-hmm. Yep, mm-hmm. as they say.
Yes.
And so you nailed it. Spot on.
Thank you, guys.
Lulu.
Yeah.
How? I don't know where to begin.
I don't know. Let's go. Don't go full thoughts right now, but just overall.
Yeah.
Give me your. If you saw me briefly, and you're like, hey, just watch Scream. Real quick, fill in the blank.
Okay, so I trusted you guys enough to know that this wasn't Squid Game level.
A relevant reference,
good
too.
Job.
Yeah.
You don't think it's Squid Game level?
It's no, definitely not Squid Game
no,
level.
No, it's not. I mean, I haven't seen Squid Game. Okay. Wait, did I just like ruin week six of what this is going to be?
Here's the thing, Lou. When you compare movies to other things, it helps if you have seen those.
You lose a little credibility
when you say,
it's not like this. And they're like, have you seen that? And you're like,
no. But I can imagine. Like when you said Scream walked so
Quiet Place could run. Yeah.
And then you haven't seen either of them.
Yeah.
I don't know how, how do you trust someone when you...
I need to also explain. My genre of movies isn't even a genre, it's a person.
Go on, continue.
Okay.
Jim Carrey is my genre.
Is your genre.
He is the greatest actor of all time.
So you knew, we prepped you going into this. It's going to be scary. But you're saying you knew it wasn't going to be like as intense as Squid Game.
Right. But it was scary. It was a very scary movie.
Yeah.
And there were a couple of times where I had to figure out some household chores to do while I was watching.
Distract yourself.
And I put it on mute a couple
this
of times.
Good. You know, Ryan folds laundry to distract himself, he told us.
Usually during football games that I'm losing. Not me personally, but the team that I'm cheering for. Enneagram, I'm a 7 that goes to 1 in unhealth. So I stress clean.
Lots of chores get done.
Yeah. Ashley loves it.
Yeah.
So,
I'm sure it's a very peaceful situation.
So you were doing some chores during Scream.
Yeah, I was just trying to distract myself, just like you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I can't help anyone who is
dying. You absolutely cannot help them.
I was scared, but it wasn't the scariest thing that I've ever seen.
What is the scariest thing you've ever
seen? I told you, it's Godzilla.
You were serious about that.
100%.
The one with Matthew Broderick wearing the Kangol hat.
I was
Ryan, you gotta
10.
Remember,
I don't
Mary
even
thought
remember
Jurassic
who...
Park was scarier than The Shining.
I thought...
That's true.
So it's just, you know...
Yeah, but it's a phenomenal movie.
I think you are probably in a very small percentage of people who think that Godzilla, starring Matthew Broderick, is more scary than the movie Scream.
Yeah, but it's also because of how old I was.
Okay. That's a very good point.
That's true. I didn't see Scream until much later in life, because this came out in 96 when I was, I would have been in
I was 31.
Seventh grade. You were, okay, first off.
Jabs.
It's fine. You know how it cut right to my deepest wounds about my age. It's fine. All right, so I was in sixth grade. We were not allowed to watch scary movies to begin with. Mm-mm. And then I didn't really want to watch it for a long time because I'm not a big scary movie guy. So I didn't actually watch Scream until I was in college.
I think I was like in my 20s before I watched it. Yeah. I do remember that, like, Halloween in that era. I was 10 when this movie came out. But, like, everyone had those masks. But I didn't know what it was from, but I just had never seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Yeah. This movie, well, you want to do the plot first, or should we do just a little background?
Well, Ryan, why don't you pick?
I'm going to do the plot.
Do it.
We'll start the plot. It's 1996, Wes Craven movie. And the plot begins with Drew Barrymore, who is one of the lead cast members. And
I think it's a little odd that she's a lead.
Yeah, it is.
She was, that was.
We have some,
five minutes,
we have some fun facts about this, though, Lou.
We'll get to that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But so Drew Barrymore answers a phone call. It sounds like just kind of like a prank caller at first. And then he gets kind of flirty with her. And then we find out that he actually is like.
What's the opposite of flirty?
Murdery.
Yeah.
Murdery is the opposite of flirty. He has quizzed her on a. He's asked her a few facts about some Halloween movies.
Was she? Well,
she did okay.
She did okay. Yeah. She was very confident in her last answer. It was a trick question.
Good, not great.
Yep.
Very Squid Game like. She did not get it right, and unfortunately, died because of that.
Right.
Also killed her boyfriend. And we fast forward just a little bit to the next, I don't know, next day, next week.
Yeah,
it's not
like,
far.
It's the next week or so, I think.
Yeah, next week at school.
But she had a lot of confidence that her boyfriend could save her life.
She talked him up big time.
Yeah, and then we suddenly zoom into him, and I was
Steve
like,
Steve is tied up and just
Steve
worthless.
Is, yeah.
And tape.
And then he gets gutted like a fish.
Yeah.
Intestines everywhere.
Gross.
Yeah.
Gross.
So, all right. Fast forward, next day, next week, I don't really remember, but they're at school, and you kind of see, like, oh, this is where the team rom-com part of this movie comes in. You see this group of friends.
It was like She's All That.
Very She's All That-esque. You have, like, your different characters. Everybody's kind of coupled off a little bit. You've not seen She's All That either.
No.
We need to make a list. Can we do a separate podcast of movies that Lou...
It's called Movies Lou Needs to Watch.
Yeah. It's going to be a big hit.
Which is probably every American
Everything that's not a Jim Carrey movie.
First of all, I think you need to watch more Jim Carrey.
No, Liz, I have nothing against Jim Carrey. I love The Mask.
Yeah.
I love
Have you seen
Liar Liar?
Yeah.
I have Fun with Dick and Jane. I watched that every year on
movie.
My birthday.
The Grinch.
You watch... Sorry. You're getting distracted. You're distracting me from the plot, but we can't let that go.
Do we need to touch on that?
You watch, for your birthday every year, Fun with Dick and Jane.
Yes, because it is the best movie I've ever seen.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. If you guys ever
don't
decide,
be so judgy.
I'm not trying to feel judgy. I'm just trying to see where she's coming from to understand how a movie that I forgot existed is your favorite movie of all time. Colleen, do you remember this movie?
I do remember it.
It's
I don't
phenomenal.
Watch it frequently, but I remember.
I feel like it's like Jim Carrey and his wife, and they're trying to like It's like the mortgage crisis or something.
Yeah.
They become bank robbers.
Uh huh.
Yes.
Well, they lost everything.
Okay.
And all they had was each other.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Yeah, I think it's
when
adorable.
You put it like that.
Who's the girl in the movie?
Oh, she's blonde.
Tia
Leone?
Yes.
Yes.
I did have a little crush on her when I was a kid.
Oh, wow. She was much older than
she
you.
She was in the third Jurassic Park.
All right, we got to refocus, guys.
Back to where we were. Yes. Drew Barrymore is dead. We are with our friends Sydney Prescott, who's Nev Campbell, Tatum Riley, who we forgot to mention, Rose McGowan. She's in this movie.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Billy Loomis, who is Sydney Prescott's boyfriend. None of this super matters.
Nope.
Matthew Lillard is Tatum's boyfriend, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, group of friends, and they're kind of trying to figure out who murdered Drew Barrymore.
Yes. Yeah.
And they get kind of blamey pretty quick. Like,
yeah.
I'm not sure you guys are really good friends. Just
right.
sitting around saying, how do we know you actually didn't do it?
Like, can you imagine doing that with your friends? Like,
trying to
like,
solve a
us as
a
friends
murder.
Were like, a murder happens. And I'm like, well, Lou.
Well, I think it was Colleen.
It was
just hanging out outside the school.
Lou.
Just hanging out. Like, hey, by the way, Lou, did you kill her? And like, whoa. Just throwing out wild accusations of one of their close friends.
It's pretty
messed up. Who died. Anyway, so we find out a little bit of backstory. Sydney's mom was raped and murdered, which gets kind of dark, which is why we have a disclaimer at the beginning of this season. You kind of know what you were getting into. So Nev Campbell's mom was murdered a year before, and her testimony sent a guy named Cotton, who's Liev Schreiber, who is in lots of stuff.
Good job with all these names. You are crushing it.
You recognized him, though.
Well, no, I'm just saying, even in general, the names you're saying, I'm like, I don't know who some of these people are, but you're just spouting them off. Very...
Yeah.
Well, Colleen, I watched this movie about 2.5 hours ago, and then I have the Wikipedia in front of me right now. So
that would do it.
That helps.
No one would have known that.
Now you know. That's
now
how
you know.
How the sausage is made. There you go. Also, Fonzie's in this movie.
Who's Fonzie?
Henry Winkler. He plays the principal.
Oh,
yes.
He's also blah, blah, blah. No, wait. That's Scott Baio. But he's the other attorney from... We're getting off course.
Yes.
Yeah.
Arrested Development.
Yep.
As I was saying. All right. And so Sydney Prescott's mom was murdered the year before. She's still dealing with that. And because of that, doesn't really want to like let her boyfriend, Billy, too close.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good way of putting
it. Which I understand. You know?
And Billy wants to get
create,
close.
You know,
Billy
some
does want to get close.
Safe spaces for yourself. Billy is a hormone enraged teenage boy who just wants to get some.
Yes.
And so you have that going on. And then you have Courtney Cox, who plays what she thought was a bit of a stretch character for her. Because she was like,
did?
Yeah, she thought, oh, everybody knows me as like fun Monica. What if I'm like this real witchy type woman?
Does she think Monica's fun?
Yeah. She is the most Monica real life person.
I say Monica's like, one, I love Monica, she's but like, Monica's not like a fun
Monica's
person.
So fun. And two, she's like, this is a real stretch character for me. I'm like, no, that's basically the same
she
person.
She was the same person.
Yeah, it's not any different. Which,
so, different script, but
sorry,
same
Courtney
energy.
Cox, if you're listening to this, I don't think you really pushed yourself a whole lot
well,
to
she
get
was
into...
listening. She's not anymore.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Courtney
she
Cox.
She is. Turn it off.
Yeah.
She plays a Gail Weathers, who is like a news reporter, who is doing an expose, wrote a book on Sydney's mom. And so there's a little bit of bad blood there. Within 5 minutes of talking to her, Sydney punches her in the face.
Yeah.
So,
but punches her on the side of her face, which
I
thought was a weird
nose.
Angle.
Should have hit her in the nose. She's a TV lady. Hit her in the moneymaker.
Right.
Not in the side of the face. You can fix that with lighting.
Yep. Right. Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. And then you have Dewey.
Yeah.
Dewey. Who,
Dewey's a sweet guy.
Dewey.
Who's David Arquette. Real yeah. sweet guy. He's a police officer. He also happens to be Tatum's brother.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of, those are your main characters there.
Yeah.
And then Matthew Lillard, who I mentioned earlier, is
yes.
Rose McGowan.
Right.
Boyfriend. All right. So you have that group of friends, and they're trying to solve the murder together. And then kind of periodically, they get, Sydney is kind of the main protagonist,
she's
antagonist?
Like, yeah,
protagonist.
Yeah.
She's the hero.
Yeah, she's the
Way
hero.
Way more
yeah,
than
yeah.
Drew.
Oh, yeah. Drew Barrymore. She's a red herring, as yes. they say.
Right.
A nothing burger. Doesn't non-starter.
Yeah. Who says that?
Sorry, Drew Barrymore.
Wildly insulting all celebrities
she has
on this podcast.
Talk show now. She's
when
doing
they,
great.
When they listen to this, they're going to say, who is this guy?
What has he done?
He can't even get to the plot of the movie without reference. Fun with Dick and Jane and Arrested Development.
Yes.
Anyway, phone calls happen. Sydney gets chased throughout the movie by the masked character. And you kind of, this Scooby-Doo, as I like to say for these movies, kind of thing happens where you're trying to, it's the whodunit. Like, who's the murderer? Is it Billy,
Brian,
the boyfriend?
Is it
Sydney's
Lou?
Dad?
Yeah.
Could it be Lou?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could it be Matthew Lillard? No one thinks it's him. Could it be Jamie Kennedy, the guy who works at the movie store?
Right.
Who
could
gives like a very classic movie scene from Scream, which is like the rules of horror movies.
Yes.
Which doesn't come till later, but that's like a part that gets played a lot when you see
yep.
clips of Scream.
Yes.
Were you going to say something?
I was just going to say, I think they did a pretty good job throughout. Like, I don't think I had a great gauge on who I thought the murderer was for most
yeah.
of the movie.
They
until
do a great
until
job.
A certain point.
And wait, have you guys been friends for that long that you could tell that she wanted to say something
yeah.
when I couldn't tell?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Here's the thing, Lou. I have been accused, rightfully so, of over-talking a bit on this podcast.
Okay.
And so I can tell. I've tried to think of a little more on nonverbal cues when I talk too much.
What is your nonverbal cue?
It was probably a facial expression,
okay.
to be
yep.
honest. And Ryan and I have hosted about... I would say maybe we're close to 1,000 different things at this point.
Easy.
And so I think, yeah, you pick up on different cues. And,
right, okay.
I knew you were going to say something.
Yeah.
And it was great.
Yeah.
What a great comment.
Great comment, Colin. I agree
so
with
much.
You. They did a great job. And the writer was the same guy who wrote I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Ooh. That makes sense.
We referenced that
makes
back
so
in that
much
podcast.
Sense.
Yes.
But that one was like a way worse, whodunit, because it was like the dad of the girl. Like, you never even
yeah,
knew
just,
the
like,
guy
you didn't
the
even
whole
really
time.
Care.
You
yeah.
just thought it was Freddie Prinze and it wasn't. And you're like,
they
oh,
develop
stupid.
All these storylines like, oh, it's this guy we never
oh, this guy you never meet until 5 minutes to the end.
Love it.
You dummies. Like, well, thanks.
Well, how would we have known?
You don't really, like, you go back and forth thinking it is Billy, and then you're like, maybe he's just a creep, and then like, maybe he's a murderer. I don't
right.
know. But then Matthew Lillard goes real crazy at the end. They get real, they have a big party to watch a movie together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure why. Because
oh,
they don't have school. Yeah, the curfew. That's
curfew.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew there was a reason why they were like all hanging out.
And they're watching Halloween, which
yeah.
we will be watching
in a couple
later.
Weeks. Spoiler
yeah.
alert.
Yes.
If you make it this far in the podcast, that's what we're watching. Halloween.
If you made it this far, it's only
now
two episodes, so
well,
is it really worth the pat on the
back? Early in the second one. You don't deserve any credit
Not
for listening this far.
Going.
Keep going. All right. So the kind of the final scene, which is like in most teen movies, is like the big house party scene.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And Tatum dies in a dog door. People get shot. The
yeah.
poor cameraman.
Everyone gets stabbed.
A lot of
everyone gets stabbed.
So much stabbing.
But he at least
some
well,
even
she
fake
wipes
stabbing.
The knife.
Yes, very,
he does.
Yes,
it's
cleanliness
very sanitary.
First. Yes,
I appreciated
right.
that.
He does.
Yeah.
And then you realize at the end. I guess we're doing spoilers, huh?
Ooh.
Should we? You should watch this movie.
I feel like you can't talk about the movie. Yeah, people know what they're getting into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna spoil it for you, Matthew Broderick. Not Matthew Broderick. That's Godzilla.
Wow.
Matthew Lillard. That would be crazy. Matthew Broderick out of nowhere.
It's like you guys are just trying to traumatize
me. Like,
everyone's
like, I haven't seen this movie in so long.
Matthew Broderick's in this movie?
What?
Matthew Lillard and Billy the boyfriend end up being dual murderers who also actually killed Sydney's mom because Sydney apparently slept with Billy the boyfriend's...
Which I get Billy's goal with all that, but is Matthew Lillard just insane?
He's just crazy.
He's just peer crazy. Pressure.
They start stabbing each other. Yep. It gets real weird in the kitchen there.
Yeah.
And very weird. They both kind of end up dying because Sydney sort of like finishes off what they started because they both stabbed each other.
A bunch.
So they're already very wounded, very stupid murderers.
Super stupid.
Yeah. And in a very, like, you know, scary movie fashion, they come back to life, it feels like, 3 or 4 times.
Always.
But finally kill him. Mm-hmm. And it ends with Gail Weathers, Courtney Cox, kind of, like, reporting on the scene and leaving the door open for, obviously, a sequel.
Obviously.
And what I do love about this movie is, like, it's very self-referential. Mm-hmm. That was one of the things that, like, critics really liked was that it was a horror movie that lived within our current world of other horror movies existing. So, like, they're watching Halloween. They make references to, like,
so
John
many
Carpenter.
The Shining. They hit so many classic Halloween movies that we actually talked about covering in the season.
So, it was very, like, meta, I feel like, is overused, but it is very self-referential of, like, we know how horror movies work. Like, even the rules of horror movies, and the guy works at the video store, and it's, like, it feels like, oh, yeah, we're kind of, like, referencing a lot of old stuff and not even trying to wink at it. We're just, like, blatantly talking about it.
Right.
So... That scream, and I would love. We're okay with that, huh? Not bad.
That was great. No,
there's
was
a lot of names.
There's
of
a
people.
Lot of names. I mean, there's a lot of characters in this movie. Yeah. It's not quite like
ensemble cast.
Yes. Can I tell you one of the things I liked about this movie that did feel different from other spooky movies? Just careful on that.
Don't say horror.
I will not.
Horror.
And I actually texted this to Lou, and I said, hey, Lou, fair warning. This movie goes 0 to 100 within the first literal, like, 2 minutes. And so I feel like most scary movies, there's, like, a long build to the first murder.
Yeah.
Or, like, you just establish characters and then out of nowhere something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you disagree?
Well, one of the movies that it references a whole lot is Halloween, which has, like, its first big death within, like, the first 2 minutes.
That is valid. That one
but
does.
But I do agree, most other types of horror movies, like, other ones that are scary, lead up to, like, the reveal of the thing.
Right.
And there's a lot more suspense built up to it.
Yes. Right. That you're right. It does parallel Halloween in that sense.
But I agree with you. For the most part, it's, like, because I think that... To what you're saying, like, no one thinks that Drew Barrymore is going to die first.
No.
Except for Lou,
who
said,
called it, then retracted, and then...
We're going to let you keep it, though.
Yes.
Yeah,
we're going to let
you
keep it.
Thank you, guys.
So,
but
it's the only thing I got partially right, so please, can I have it?
Unfortunately, Skeet Ulrich was not a vampire.
Right. I definitely got that wrong.
That's okay. That's all right. But I forgot what I was going to say. Please cut this out.
Go ahead.
Yeah, cut it out.
So, Lou.
Yes.
Tell us... your process watching this movie for the first time.
Yeah. So I was not, I thought it would be terrible. I'm
curious why you think we would put you down such a path.
Well, again, because I love comedies.
Yeah.
And so I don't watch movies like this, and I'm not entertained by movies like this. I typically don't like being scared, and this was the appropriate amount of scared.
Oh, that's
so
good.
So the acting was so okay that no one was convincing enough for me to be truly scared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then also, like, now we're in 2021 and everybody's spending, like, 15 hours in makeup and hair and all of that to, like, look really scary. Mm-hmm. And this person put a blanket and a little face mask. And I've seen little kids.
You gotta appreciate that, you know?
Yeah, little kids. And for Halloween, I've been dressing up like that. So there were times where it felt like a comedy.
That was on purpose.
Oh, really?
Did you know that?
No, I didn't. So I really didn't.
The guy who wrote it, Kevin Williamson, he... was inspired, one, to write a movie based off of, like, well, he was a screenwriter and was trying to write this scary movie based off of, like, a guy named the Gainesville Ripper, who was a guy who snuck into people's houses in Florida and killed some people back in the 80s. But he had moved into a new house and had, like, a phone call that he didn't recognize, and then also recognized that a window was open in his house. And so then he called a friend of his to try to, like, calm him down and keep on the phone in case something really was in the house. Because he was already kind of worked up thinking through this, like, horror movie idea. And then that's where the first scene came from. They were, like, quizzing each other on horror movies.
Right.
But he wanted to write a horror movie that was fun, that also had, like, some comedic aspects to it and kind of, like, lent itself to a lot of, like, the teen comedies of, right, you know, the 80s and 90s. So that was on purpose. That was kind of funny.
I feel much better because I thought, am I just a sick person with a sick sense of humor? Why do I think this whole thing is hilarious?
I felt the same way. I know I'd seen it before, but rewatching it, I watched it like at night by myself and I wasn't like terrified. And so I was like, yeah, this movie's not that scary.
It's a great... It is a, like, what those kids were doing, like, watching, like, those 20 kids are watching a scary movie together.
Yes.
It is a perfect movie for that.
Yes, very much so.
Of, like, you can kind of, like, pay attention a little bit, but you're not going to be, like, locked in the whole time.
No.
But during, like, the intense scenes, everybody's just going to be, like, freaking out, like, zeroed in on it. Or doing chores around the house to not get too scared.
Right.
Like yourself.
I was super surprised because I also, like, Wikipedia'd something, and it's called a slasher film.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes a ton of sense. But I wouldn't have watched it if I, on my own, I knew it was a slasher film. But I thought it was great. Like,
those are the only horror movies I kind of like are slasher movies,
really?
I think. Like, I am very much not into, like the Conjuring or The Ring or things like that.
I don't like those either. But psychological thrillers?
Oh, no, I could never.
Like, which ones?
What was that Leonardo
Silence
movie?
Of the Lambs or,
no,
like,
I would never.
Shutter Island I mean, like, those are psychological.
I appreciate those more than I maybe enjoy them.
Okay.
I mean, I will watch them, and I like a good thriller, for sure. But I think, like, if I'm, like, picking a horror movie to watch, I'm like, give me Scream, give me Urban Legends, give me I Know What You Did Last Summer, before any of the rest of them.
Okay.
Because I think I'm with you, Lou. Like, I kind of like my horror a little light.
Thank you.
I like my horror light.
Yeah.
Horror light.
And, you know, speaking about light things, like, the blood was not very believable.
No.
It was like a light turquoise or whatever. Turquoise.
They used 50 gallons of fake blood in this movie.
Yes.
Yeah. I was just like, come on. That doesn't even look a little
It was great,
real.
Though.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
No, it was fantastic.
50 gallons
Do you want to hear the interesting stuff about Drew Barrymore?
Yes.
Ooh.
Okay.
Because the last time, not that I followed her career, but I thought E.T. was her first movie, and then anything
was it
that,
not?
I think it is. I think it is her first movie.
Oh.
And then, like, the second thing that I've ever heard of her is, like, her being in Scream, and I'm just like, oh, that's, what does she do?
You're like, in between all of those.
Yeah.
That's we'll look up the, we don't have to do it here, but
yeah,
it'd be interesting to see the past. So they cast her to be in the movie, and she's supposed to be one of the main characters. She's actually supposed to play Neve Campbell's character, right?
Oh.
Sydney,
and
yep.
So about 5 weeks before filming, she changed her mind and, like, didn't want to be in it anymore. And so she went to the directors and kind of pitched, like, I'll still be in it, but can I be this, like, front actress role? And then it'll be a big plot twist for everyone because I was, like, a headline actress.
Right.
And no one's going to expect me to die immediately. And then you're just going to kill off your big star within the first 5 minutes. And so they said she shot for, like, a couple days and that was it. And she was
and
done.
I thought she was fantastic.
She did great.
Like, very, very believable.
Yes.
Was super sad when she died because I thought, now who's going to carry this movie?
Right.
Not Drew
so
Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore, looking it up, was in E.T. and then was in, like, kind of a few random movies. Like, she was in Poison Ivy, which I think was, like, somewhat big, and then she was in like a bit role in Wayne's World 2, and then Boys on the Side, which I think was kind of a big movie.
Okay.
And then Batman Forever, and then she was in Scream.
Okay.
And so she was not in a ton of stuff, but she was an I think well known enough
right.
name
mm-hmm. yes.
to like to carry some weight for the movie.
I
right.
also heard, you know, how she was like crying in that scene.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that the director heard it, meaning I read that the director was telling herself about animal torture to make her cry and then would yell like action.
That is
and then
dark.
I was like, that's so dark.
That is the darkest.
And also the most Drew Barrymore thing where it's
really
like,
is.
Like,
of course she's going to be upset
about
it.
Of course. Yes. Yeah. Such a softie.
So Wes Craven directed this movie
in
1996.
Yeah.
Wes Craven was the director of the original Nightmare on Elm Street. So he was kind of like a really well-known name in, like, classic horror movies. But horror, the genre, had, like, kind of fizzled out a little bit between kind of when it got kicked back off with Halloween back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think, like, everybody had kind of gotten tired of it because it was pretty much just, like, Jason, Freddy, and Michael Myers. And it was just kind of rehashed ideas from that.
Michael Myers?
Or, like,
where is he?
Michael Myers, not Austin Powers.
Oh, never mind.
Michael Myers, yeah.
That's a fair, I mean, that's
good question.
From a comedy
great
fan,
question.
That is,
thanks
a, that is a fair question.
But so this was like, they actually say, like, this is the movie that kind of reignited people's, like, interest in, like,
I believe it.
Fandom in horror movies because everybody was kind of tired of, like, you know, Friday the 13th, Part 7, and Halloween 8, and all these things.
And that's funny, like, too, because then Scream did, like, 85 sequels also.
Yes, they did 4, and then another one that's coming out. So,
yes.
Right.
Really leaned into it. But he wasn't even their first choice. They wanted to get Sam Raimi and Robert Rodriguez, who had directed, like, some kind of, like, kitschy horror movies, but not like scary horror movies, more right. just like kind of gory movies.
Yeah.
Sam Raimi had done like Dawn of the Dead, and then like Evil Dead and a couple things that were just like kind of cult classics, but nothing like super big.
Right.
But he signed on to it mainly because like he liked the idea of it, but he turned them down twice and they finally came back and said, let's do it. But the original rating of the movie, which is funny because we said it was kind of like horror light, was mm-hmm. NC-17.
Oh, wow.
And he had to like cut some things. He got upset because he had to cut some stuff out to get it down to an R rating.
Wow.
Which is kind of crazy.
I think I read it's like the second highest grossing scary movie. And the first one came out in, like, the highest one is a 2018 movie. So
oh, really?
It's, yeah.
Is it like A Quiet Place maybe?
No, A Quiet Place isn't
like,
it.
Did Scream walk so that
Quiet Place could run?
You know,
I really like how you phrase that.
Ryan, I'm just like, thank you, Ryan. That was an original.
It was original. I was very intrigued by Drew Barrymore at the beginning, and really any character. Do you lock yourself inside the house?
This is a good question.
Mm. Or do you run outside? Because I thought...
If you know that the person calling you who is the threat can see you.
Right.
But he even said on this call, like, you're kind of far out. Like, you're not going to get... No one's going to come to you faster than I can.
Right.
But also, I feel like running outside, you're exposed to so much.
But at least you're not locked in a house.
But I feel like you're almost safer locked in a house. Like, he still has to get to you.
My gut would be to run away.
That's
from
my gut, too.
Like, I would drop the phone
the
and
door
run to the woods.
And got murdered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would probably get murdered. I don't think I have the right answer. I'm just saying what I'm going to do is drop that phone and run as far as away from the phone that is being called.
I would keep the phone, go upstairs, lock myself in a closet or something.
Yeah.
And barricade myself in somewhere.
Right.
To just stall. I mean, you're kind of screwed either way. But that's, I don't know.
Yeah. I think I would run.
Yeah.
I would run too.
Yeah. I can't be in a closed space when I know that someone's trying to murder me.
I agree.
Wow. We'll put this poll up on our Instagram page.
Yes. What would you do?
Yes, what would you do?
A few of my favorite parts of our podcast are when I find out who people were that were considered for roles that did not get the roles.
Yes.
So Melissa Joan Hart, Brittany Murphy, Tori Spelling, and Reese Witherspoon.
Tori Spelling?
Yeah. Which I think she shows up in like Scream 2, right? Isn't she in Scream 2?
Reese Witherspoon is such a doll.
Reese Witherspoon. These were all people who auditioned for the Sydney role.
Wow.
Or they considered for the role and didn't get it. And then also Freddie Prinze auditioned for the role of Matthew Lillard's role, which is funny because they were in She's All That together.
Right. I feel like Matthew Lillard plays that kind of jerky character
He's perfect
so
for
much
it.
Better
and
than
they
Freddie
got Freddie Prinze back. Mm-hmm. Remember, I think we talked about that in I Know What You Did Last Summer, is that he auditioned for this and then he didn't get it
and
they promised
took
him
up. Yep,
get
yep,
it for
yep.
the next one.
That's right.
Right.
And the reason they cast Billy, the boyfriend, is because he looked like Johnny Depp.
I
young
see
Johnny
that.
Depp yep. from A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Ooh,
I've never seen Billy in anything.
He is not in a whole lot.
Yeah.
He was like one of those like Josh
Rising
Hartnett
star.
Type of person
I
who like
Josh
disappeared
yeah.
after their like hot
yes.
era.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Like Josh Hartnett, I couldn't tell you where he's at right now.
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys a question about old Billy. Or maybe it's more about Sydney's decision making. Sydney finally decides, well, as we said, to get close to Billy.
Right.
She decides and, to sorry parents.
Sorry parentals.
Say it, Lou. You want to
She decided to engage.
Yeah, that's tried, yes.
the word is. Colleen, if you could.
Which word are you talking about? Let's just say
she decided to sexual intercourse.
Had intercourse.
Yes. she decided to sexual intercourse. Yeah. That's how we're going to.
That's probably
it.
The most. Like, yeah, that sounds right.
Okay. Is sexual intercourse a verb? Anyway,
wait,
continue.
Have you guys checked the demographic of your podcast?
We
maybe
that's
it doesn't...
why we put a disclaimer at the front of this season saying.
Don't listen
Similar
in the
to
car.
Season three,
your kids.
This is not a kid season. Go back and listen to the Christmas episodes.
Okay. So she's sexually intercoursed with Billy.
I'm not sure we're saying it right.
It's fine. And immediately after, accuses him of murder.
Yeah. Pretty straight
and
away.
So
like,
I'm kind of
you
like,
think her head just cleared once she kind of got those hormones released?
That's a very good question. Because in my, I'm like, why did you do that if you were thinking he was a murderer?
Like, as she's getting back dressed, she's like, so, who did you call?
Who did you
like,
call?
Whoa,
what was your one
That's
call?
What you're thinking of? Like, you're not thinking, like, I want to have this guy's babies. We're getting married. We're going to live happily after. No, she says.
No.
Wait, I think I just.
But it's a weird relationship because she didn't want to have sex.
Wow.
You said it.
We're going to put the explicit on this one.
But she didn't want to have sex because she didn't want to be like her mother.
Right.
So I felt like...
Do you think she knew her mom was a little promiscuous? She seemed like she was in denial, but
I think
everybody
people
else
told
talked
her,
a lot about it.
Yeah, I think people told her. Like, even the cheerleaders or the cheerleader girl was like, you're just going to be like your mother, whatever. But I think the reason why we didn't know if something was going on or if he was bad or whatever was because... of the mom. Like, we thought, well, maybe she's just trying to, like, stay away from him or, like, you know, whatever.
Right.
Because, what does she call it? Like, sexual anorexia, sex anorexia? I don't know. I can't remember.
Yes.
But I
know what you're saying.
But that's what she was trying to do. And I was like, oh, it's because her mom had, like, a crazy, you know,
past.
Little past.
That's true. She died. That is a great question. I don't know what she was thinking.
I just was so confused.
Yeah. And I don't understand why. Yeah. So I think she's just dealing through some stuff because, like, why would you decide this is the right place and the right time after everything that has happened?
Mm-hmm.
That I'm feeling romantic.
Let's assume Billy was a good guy. Finally, gets to have a nice romantic evening with his lady. And then she's like, did you murder someone?
I just wanted to know.
He kind of said it already. He's like, I don't know. How am I supposed to feel that my girlfriend thinks I'm a murderer more than wants to have sex with me?
Yeah. That's right.
So I kind of get it, Billy. Not enough to, like, kill her, but... Uh-huh. But, I get, you know.
Yeah, it's a frustration.
It's frustrations you're working through.
And I also don't think, like, Billy's motive to me ever felt strong enough to be a murderer. Like, when everything happened at the end, I was like, wait, that's
you're like,
it?
That's why?
Like, because your dad had an affair.
And his mom left, and he missed his mom.
He missed his mom. And then
Matthew
he got his
Lillard just did it out of peer pressure is what
that's
he
true.
Said.
Yeah, so he was worse.
He was... I feel like we should have seen some red flags on him earlier if I'm in that friend group of like,
right.
I think our guy's a little nuts. Stu here.
Just a bit.
I think Stu's a couple of potatoes short of a full stew here, if you know what I'm saying.
Wow. I've never heard that one before.
That's a good saying.
Well, his name
a
is Stu.
A couple of potatoes full of
I know,
of,
but like
what?
Stu with
I don't
that
know. I just
good.
Made it up. Oh. I'm pretty good about it. Yeah.
Do you guys use the, you're a sandwich short of a picnic?
No, but I like that.
That
oh,
sounds,
really?
Yeah, no.
Oh, that's super common.
Is that a Dick and Jane reference?
No, that's a South African reference.
Oh.
I wish we'd known that sooner.
Yep.
I would have used that.
Yeah, but it's tricky because sometimes I say things with South African references and then South Africans are like, we've never said that in our lives, and it's just because of my region.
It's
so
just, yeah,
take it with
you.
Fine.
Well, Sunny Bonani.
Sunny Bonani.
Sunny
Bonani.
We are huge in South Africa because of this episode.
You guys
that's
are,
right.
Yeah. Actually,
you guys
I
are
hope
huge
so.
In South Africa, period.
Oh, wow.
Maybe.
Like, there's
wow.
nothing. What else do you need to
this
build here? Yeah, you're good.
Know. What else do you need to build here?
Nothing. Going to South Africa.
That's it.
A few more facts, Colleen, before we do our ratings and recommendations.
Yeah, I have another scene I had a problem with. Go ahead.
Let's hear about it.
Oh, yeah.
So, what's her name? What's the girl?
Courtney Cox.
It was Matthew Lillard's girlfriend.
Tatum. Rose McGowan.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Pick
have
up
you
and?
Guys ever known a garage door to be powerful enough to sever someone's head?
No.
Because mine will stop at anything.
Yeah.
No.
If a broomstick falls on top of my garage
legit.
Door, it's like, oh,
it's
not
like
going
no,
out.
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
And I don't think, like, it looked like the Scream guy just kind of lucked into that one. Like, he was like, worked out.
Well, that's fine.
I didn't see that happening. first off, I think Tatum, she is in great shape for a teenage girl.
Yeah.
Nonetheless. She probably weighs, we'll call it 135 pounds.
Wow, yeah.
But even if you want to be generous, say she weighs 100 pounds.
100 pounds.
Let's just say that.
Yeah.
If you put a 100-pound human into a dog door,
right,
mm-hmm.
and then you try to, that garage door is not going anywhere.
No, yeah. it's not moving
it won't even
all.
Lift.
No.
Yeah.
Let
so,
alone have enough torque, we'll say, to slice her in half.
Also, how did it, like, nothing is sharp. There's nothing sharp
no.
anywhere on that.
I guarantee there's nothing sharp on it because you don't want your dog to hurt himself walking
exactly.
through that door. It's probably foam lined, if anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a scene that I had to watch while, you know, choring it up.
That was the most, like, I feel like that was foreshadowing of, like, kind of the real gory horror movies
right.
that came later, like
yeah.
the Saw type stuff. That
Ooh.
Was like, let's see how crazy we can, like, kill
murder
somebody.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't like those.
No, I
am much
like
more, I was much more into the stabby
Ryan,
deaths.
Ryan loves a good stabbing.
I love a good stabby death.
So, did you appreciate the gutting too? Because I didn't understand.
I didn't really mind the, like.
You didn't mind the gutting?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
We all have got organs. It's not.
yeah, that.
I mean, it's fine. We all have organs.
We've seen them.
Not
yeah.
in real
not
life.
Our organs, not like real life organs.
Yeah.
But I mean, we know what they look like. Oh, look, there's a kidney. Like, it doesn't really bother me a whole lot.
Right. Wow. Right. And nothing was believable, really.
No,
so
I mean,
we
it was just
fine.
Like, you could tell it was kind of like funny movie magic. It wasn't too bad.
Right. No, you're right.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, anyway, that was the other scene that I had a problem with.
100%
but,
agree with you.
I like. liked Courtney and David's little relationship.
Oh, I did too.
Like,
it was cute.
Did you know there was a lot of love that came out of this movie?
Yes.
Courtney Cox and David Arquette got married and had a kid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They did not last, unfortunately.
That doesn't age well, but go ahead.
Do you know who else was together?
Was Matthew Lillard and Tatum, right?
No.
No?
Tatum actually ended up dating Marilyn Manson after this movie, unfortunately.
Stop it. Oh,
that's true. Wild.
But Matthew Lillard and Sidney Prescott, Neve Campbell.
Wait, did
started dating on this movie and dated for 2 years after this movie.
Did Mason, is that his name? Who's the guy that you were saying?
Matthew Lillard? No. Stu. Crazy Stu.
No, the
Billy.
The guy that was she married.
Marilyn Manson, not Mason.
Yeah.
Was Mason.
He still as crazy as he, like?
I feel like in 96.
He probably was.
He was probably crazier. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I don't know if he was like Bank of America kind of guy. And then like 2020, when I heard about him, he like
he really changed.
I feel like he's kind of lived in that brand for quite a bit.
Okay.
So there was some little love interest that came out of it. But it's hard to believe that Neve Campbell, like Courtney Cox and David Arquette in the movie, are kind of like into each other. So you're like, oh, I can see this happening. Matthew Lillard literally tried to kill Neve Campbell in this movie. And she was like, I'm going to date that guy for a couple years.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I like it.
Pain bonds people.
A few more interesting things.
Yes.
Do you know what date this movie came out on? If you had to guess.
October 31st.
Good guess.
1996.
July 4th.
Both wrong. December 20th, five days before Christmas.
A lovely Christmas
film.
Wait,
so this isn't even Halloween themed?
No, this came out the Christmas weekend.
What?
On purpose.
Do you have any facts on why it's called Scream? Because I thought there was going to be more screaming in the movie, but I think people were so shocked.
No.
And they tried to be a little quiet at times.
So, one of the producers of the movie was originally titled Scary Movie, which is funny because
the spoof movies,
whatever, were called Scary Movie. But that was the original name, was called Scary Movie. And it
Scary
was,
Movie is a spoof to Scream.
And all the other teen horror, and I guess every horror movie.
Right.
It was like pretty close to production, like almost all the way through production, it was called Scary Movie. And then the producer was driving in his car and heard Michael Jackson's Scream, the song, and was like, Scream, we need to call it that, and change the name to Scream. He was also the one who decided that it should be released in December 20th.
Do you have a hum for that song?
No, I don't have a hum for it.
I think you have a hum.
We'll play it at the end of the podcast. I don't know if we're allowed to play Michael Jackson songs.
I don't think we are.
I feel like there's like an estate thing there. They're going to shut our podcast down.
I think it's like if you do within like, I just have to turn it off real quick.
Yeah, okay. Well, you look that up.
Okay.
But he decided, they were like, hey, the Christmas season is where like seasonal, fun, like feel good feeling. Our audio guys are going to love that you're playing this off your phone.
How else would I do this?
You could just ask him to play it.
But Lou wants to hear it.
Oh, okay. Right.
Should I fast forward?
Good.
This is the song you wanted.
He does this with Janet Jackson. You've seen the video. It's where they're like in the black and white suits.
I have seen it, yeah.
Anyway, I gotta
I feel
stop.
Like most Michael Jackson songs kind of have that vibe to
them. Yeah, for real.
So, anyway, they decided that because the Christmas season is for like feel good family movies. Like Jerry Maguire came out in the same time, in the same Christmas. They said the teens want something to watch fun that is not with their family. We should give them Scream.
And they did.
He was wrong. It bombed the first weekend.
Which is not surprising.
Oh, wow.
It
bombed. You can't go see this movie with your family.
But
yeah,
it was one of the few movies that the subsequent weekend it kept going up because it got spread by word of mouth of like, you've got to go see this movie. And it ended up being one of the top 15 grossing movies that came out in 96, even though it came out at like one of the worst times for a horror type movie to come out. So I guess they played the long game and it ended up paying off for them.
And I think the cost is so good.
Yeah.
That's true.
That was one of the reasons why they said it worked because
star-studded cast.
Yeah.
Bunch of pretty faces.
Lots of pretty faces.
They said they were showing it a preview of the movie, like a screening of it. And before the screening was even over, the crowd reaction was so good that they signed Wes Craven on for two sequels.
Wow.
They're like, people love this. We're going to do more of
this. That's wild.
So.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, Lou.
Was it cheering or was it like horror though?
I think maybe like the startles.
Oh,
there's a lot of that. And the intensity of some of those later scenes. It took 21 days to film that house party scene.
Wow.
You could have had to film it like different parts of it because it was just like the climactic scene. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, Lou, if you had to rate this movie.
So there were so many things that it got right. But the where I would lower my score is really with the music. Like, I can't remember anything.
But
I,
you, it would, it could use a better soundtrack.
It could use a better soundtrack.
Yeah. Maybe the song Scream by Michael Jackson.
Right. Mm-hmm. If they could have afforded that, which they probably maybe could have. And then they would do, like, these weird close-ups on things whenever something was going to happen, which was, like, always to divert our attention.
Yes.
And it was never... so it was just like, I think I would, if we're talking about scary faces, I would give it 6 scary faces.
Out of how many scary faces?
Out of 10.
Okay.
Six scary faces.
Scary faces.
And then a follow-up question is, would
Six because I thought maybe what if this is like Squid Game level, which I know I haven't seen.
But you've heard.
But what you were imagining Squid Game to be, it's not that.
Think of how like, excited Jen and John Zal are as human beings. Now, have them try to explain Squid Game to you. Very animated, very scary. Yes. So I thought it's a terrible thing to watch, but this wasn't.
So we won't have them on the podcast yet. Or maybe we should have them.
Because they...
We do a Squid Game last season.
Wow.
They'll arrive 30 minutes late, but you know...
Wow. What would you rate them on a scale of 1 to 10?
As a friend. No,
they're 10s. They just don't... They don't mind.
They are 10s.
They are 10s. And then this is a follow-up question. Would you recommend this movie to someone? So if someone said, should I watch Scream?
All day.
You would say, yes.
That's great. Fantastic.
Okay.
That's exciting. I would too.
Ryan, what's your rating?
Ooh, Colleen, I'm going to give it, I might give it 50 out of 50 gallons of blood.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's 100% rating.
I'm giving 100% rating. Two thumbs way up. One severed neck. 83 stabbings out of 83 stabbings, Colleen. I can't like this movie anymore.
He loves a good stabbing. And
50 gallons.
I love whodunits. I love teen rom-coms.
Oh. Yeah.
I love Skeet Ulrich.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
I don't really love
I don't know how to say this word, but there's something nostalgic about
it. That's
great. That is the type of movie that I really do love. Because it does, like, that whole party scene feels very can't hardly wait teen movie thing.
I know.
Oh, I enjoy that era.
Yeah.
So I loved it. Would I recommend it to the right audience? Yes.
Not to everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go 4 out of 5 dads locked in a closet.
Yes. That's good. Neil Prescott.
Yes. But yeah, I thought it was great. I think it's a good intro into any kind of scary movie, and I think most people should watch it.
There you go.
Because just for the cultural, I feel like I've been saying cultural like sensation or phenomenon about like a lot of things lately, so I might be overusing like that word.
No, but, lean into it. That'd be your thing. Remember that whole season how I said go on over and over again?
And so every episode here, I'm just being like, it was a cultural phenomenon.
Fantastic.
But, you should also use cultural reset.
Ooh.
You know?
I like that.
Cultural reset.
I love that.
We'll work that into a future episode. Lou, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
We're going to let the people vote at the end who's coming back. And I think Lou did a pretty good job.
Wait,
Lou,
can I just find out who then is the killer for all the other Scream movies? Are you guys allowed to say that?
You have to watch it.
Yeah.
Lou, thanks for joining us. Can you give us your best Scream as we close out here today?
Okay.
Imagine yourself, Drew Barrymore. I'm the murderer on the phone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
She said she's already a runner, so you have fled the house.
Not my boyfriend, Steve.
Your boyfriend, Steve.
That's not, you're going to have to end that up a little bit.
Not my footballer boyfriend.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to kill you. You got the question wrong.
Good acting, Ryan.
Thank you.
I would laugh at you.
1, 2, 3.
Ah! Thanks so much for joining us.
We'll see you next time.
Scream.